Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the cold has arrived as expected and will only slowly going to go up today. Temperatures will stay below freezing through the early morning hours, only climbing to about 40 to 45 by the lunch hour, and then finally into the mid to upper 40s, a few spots around 50 degrees for a couple of hours late this afternoon. But this will go down as one of the coldest outbreaks, if not the coldest outbreaks, temperature-wise, of the winter, as tonight will crash quickly. We'll be down to below freezing after 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening already and stay there overnight down into the 20s inland near and west of I-95 and around 30 or the lower 30s at the beaches. So another widespread freeze for tonight. But there's light, or dare I say warmth, at the end of this very cold tunnel. And that starts really tomorrow, but especially just in time for your weekend, right on into early next week. We'll still see quite a bit of frost tomorrow night after temperatures on your Friday afternoon that top out in the upper 50s will be down into the low to mid 30s. Friday night not as cold, but still some frost. And then as we head through your weekend, we get noticeably milder. Plenty of sun on Saturday. Temperatures pushing into the mid-60s. Really a nice day, nice winter day. Sunday even milder into the upper 60s. And by Monday, we're into the low to mid-70s. So it's quite a temperature swing and quite the extremes of temperature. The average, by the way, this time of year is a low in the lower 40s, a high in the mid-60s. So we're way below that now. But we actually go a little bit above that by later in the weekend into early next week. Right now, I'm not tracking any real significant storm systems over the next 6 or 7 days anyway. We will see a weaker system move by here on Tuesday with perhaps a few showers, but I don't see anything with a significant rain probably for another 10 days or so, give or take. Meanwhile, the Burrish blog, I've posted a new one, and you can check it out. I've talked all about heating degree days, a little bit of, I guess you'd call it weather slash energy 101. It's meant to kind of help you with explain at least why you have these high electric bills right now, these cold temperatures, and how it kind of relates to heating degree days. So that's in the Burrish blog, as well as the global and national December temperature averages and departures, as well as for the year 2017. It's in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Stay warm with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.